practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we do gather around the radio with the intent to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, along with other Bible-believing Christians at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. Today, let's begin the program with a song entitled Victory in Jesus. We can thank the Lord Jesus Christ for the fact that when we receive Him as our personal Lord and Savior, He gives us victory over sin, victory over death, and we can look forward to eternal life with Him in heaven, in the land without tears, and the time without end. Well, good morning. I am Pastor Gary Dahl of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, and thank you so very much for being there by the radio or by whatever device you're using to listen to the program today. It's a joy to be able to come to you every Sunday morning at this same time with the Voice of Faith radio broadcast. And certainly, if we can ever serve you spiritually here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, please do not hesitate to contact us. You may call us at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Or write to us. Our mailing address is The Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. That's The Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You may email us, and that email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. And, of course, our website is simply fbcaltoona.org. Our Sunday school this morning is at 9:30. Our morning service is at 10:30. And then our evening service is tonight at 6 o'clock. And we'd invite you to come out and join us. And then, of course, every Wednesday night, we have our midweek services with our children and youth and single moms ministry at 6:30 in the evening, and then our prayer meeting and Bible study at 7 o'clock in the evening. And we gather to pray and give testimony to the Lord. But in addition to that, Dr. Chris Davis is teaching us through the book of the book of Ephesians. And what a tremendous study that is. And I would encourage you to consider coming out even on Wednesday night to pray with us, to praise with us, and to study the Word of God with us. I want to remind you that our sister ministry entitled the Way of Truth Ministries is going to be conducting the 105th Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference. Now, we did not start this Bible conference back in 1920, but we did inherit it a number of years ago, and we thank the Lord for the opportunity that we have to operate it. And for many years, it was held at the casino here at Lakemont Park in Altoona. But because of the fact that the casino closed down, we had to move. And by the way, for those of you outside of our area, the casino has never been a place where a game of chance has been played. It's just been called the casino down through the years. But it closed this year, and so we have relocated to use the facilities of the Altoona Alliance Church right along Pleasant Valley Boulevard here in Altoona. And, of course, we would invite each and every one of you to come. Our theme this year is looking forward to things to come. The dates are specifically Sunday, August the 3rd through Friday, August the 8th. And if you'd like to have a brochure of the conference, contact us. We would be delighted to send it your way. Our speakers this year will be Dr. David Kistler of Hope Ministries International, Dr. Kevin Callahan of International Partnership Ministries, and Del Hissong of the Hissong Evangelistic Family and Ministry Team. Our special musicians will include the Nottingham Four, Tom Smith, Karen Knight, and the Hissongs, and we're looking forward to having them with us. Our conference leader will be Dan Kistler, and our missionary guests will be Sonny and Manju Abraham from India. We will also be having children's ministries during each of the sessions, as well as a youth rally on Monday, August the 4th. And I would encourage you to consider attending the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference. We're going to be talking about Bible prophecy. And many people these days are very interested in Bible prophecy. And yet there are many people who are confused as to what God's plan is as we look into the prophetic future. Well, our Bible teachers will be giving a tremendous presentation of those things that are yet to come according to the Word of God. And we'd love to have you out to be involved with us at the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference that this year will be held at the Alliance Church in Altoona, Pennsylvania. The dates are Sunday, August the 3rd, beginning at 6 o'clock, and then right on through Friday, August the 8th. And we're looking forward to a great time of fellowship, and we'd love to have you with us as well. Let's pray. Father, I thank you and praise you once again for this day that you've given to us. I thank you for this morning when we can gather around the radio to focus upon you and to prepare our hearts to worship you in spirit and in truth. And Father, you know everyone under the sound of my voice. You know the need for everyone under the sound of my voice. And Father, I pray that you will take your word through your Holy Spirit and minister it accordingly to the need of individuals who are listening. But above all, Father, I pray that you'll be honored, you'll be glorified, you will be praised through that which we do today, because when we produce this program, if we end it without having exalted you, then certainly it is of no avail. So take the broadcast and use it to exalt yourself and we'll give you the praise and thanksgiving for it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Here's a tremendous song that's a blessing to every one of us who know Christ. It is He Lives, and I'm thankful that we serve a risen Savior. We thank the Lord that we serve a risen Savior. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to the Old Testament book of the Psalms, Psalm 95, and I would like to read with you verses 1 through 3. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 3, where the Word of God says, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. That's Psalm 95, verses 1, 2, and 3. And now before I deliver a message entitled, What is a Biblical Christian?, let's listen to the song At Calvary. You will recognize the words, but you may not recognize the tune. It's a different tune to the old hymn At Calvary, but I think that God will be honored through it, and you will be blessed by listening to it. Here's the song, At Calvary.
Oh, the love that nation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gift that God dispensed at
we can thank God for what he's done for us through the work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. Recently, I was talking to a young person about the Lord Jesus Christ, and in asking her whether or not she knew the Lord, her answer was, "I've always been a Christian." Well, you know, that probably means that she was brought up in a Christian home and even went to a Christian church and maybe to a Christian school. And of course, I suppose that there were other things that caused her to say that. But we have not always been a Christian. And it's interesting, down through the years, I've heard that answer given many, many times. When did you trust Christ as Savior? Well, I've always been a Christian. The Bible teaches us that we are all born in our trespasses and sins. We are born sinners, separated from God. And if we never trust Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we are on our way to a Christless eternity, separated from him in the lake of fire, according to the Word of God. But the Bible does teach us what a biblical Christian is. And I want to give to you today some points that you might consider on being a biblical Christian. And you might examine your life as I give you these points, because it's true that not everybody who says that they are a biblical Christian is really a biblical Christian. First of all, a biblical Christian is one who has trusted Jesus Christ as Savior and is born again. In Romans chapter 10 and verse 13, the Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Now, that word "whosoever" involves everybody and anybody. Everybody and anybody can call upon the name of the Lord to be saved, simply because of the fact that Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary, shed his blood, and of course, by doing so, he paid the sins for the sins of the whole world, including yours. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And so you see, salvation through faith in Christ is open and offered to you. It says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Let me ask you, have you ever called upon the name of the Lord? Have you come to the point in your life at some point in time where you realized that you were a sinner and Jesus Christ was the only Savior of the world and you asked him to save you? Well, if you have, then you are a biblical Christian. If you haven't, I would encourage you to do so right now. It says here, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." That means to go to the Lord and say, "Lord Jesus, will you save me?" And the tremendous thing to take into consideration is that when a person calls upon the name of the Lord will save them. As it says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." A number of years ago, I was talking to an individual who, in tears, said to me that she did not think that she could be saved. And I said, why? She said, simply because of the fact that I've got too many sins in my life. Well, listen to this, beloved. Jesus Christ died for the sins of the whole world, for all the sins of the whole world, for all of your sins. And if you come to the point of calling upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and asking him to save you, he will. He'll save you, which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. So a biblical Christian is one who has trusted Christ alone as Savior by having called upon the name of the Lord and said something like, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me. Have you done that? If you have, I rejoice with you. If you haven't, I would encourage you right now to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. Ask him to save you, and he will. He will deliver you from your sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. Secondly, a biblical Christian is one who studies the Word of God. He or she studies the Word of God consistently. If you say that you're a Christian and you are not in the Word of God, well, maybe you've trusted Christ as Savior, but you're not being the biblical Christian God would have you to be. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, the Word of God says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. A good, solid, Bible-believing Christian is in the Word of God, studying the Word of God, reading the Word of God, digging into the Word of God, finding out what the Word of God says, memorizing the Word of God, meditating upon the Word of God, so that he might be able to live to please God. What about you? How is your Bible reading? How is your Bible study? Oh, you may be a Christian, but if you're not studying the Word of God, then you're not growing in Christ. You're not becoming more like Christ, and you're not being the Christian that God would have you to be. And so a good, solid, Bible-believing Christian is one who studies the Word of God consistently. If that's you, I praise God along with you. But if that's not you, then, of course, I would encourage you to examine your life and determine today to get into the Word of God. Thirdly, a biblical Christian is one who walks with God in prayer. He or she walks with God in prayer. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17, the Word of God says, pray without ceasing. You know, when we love somebody, we talk to them, do we not? Indeed, we do. I love my wife, and so I talk to her because of that, and I enjoy conversing with her. And you know, if you say that you love somebody and you never talk with them, well, then you need to question your love and relationship with them. Well, those who love the Lord, those who know the Lord, will talk with the Lord in prayer. As it says there in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. Now, that does not mean that we walk around with our heads bowed and our eyes closed and our hands folded and on our knees, but it means that as we go throughout the course of life, we commune with God, we talk with God. And, of course, what a tremendous time of fellowship that is. Obviously, it also means that we attend prayer meetings and that we spend extended times with the Lord in prayer. But this concept of praying without ceasing simply means that as we go throughout life, every day and every decision we make, in every place that we go, we are just constantly communing with God in prayer. Does that describe you? Well, one who walks with God is truly a biblical Christian. Fourthly, a biblical Christian is one who is active in the local church. Active in the local church. In Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25, the Bible tells us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. The fact of the matter is, a good, solid, Bible-believing Christian will be attending a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. Good Christians don't forsake the church. They are involved with the church ministry and doing so to be built up in the faith, doing so that they might encourage one another. And it says here in Hebrews 10 and verse 25 that we are to do it more and more as we see the day approaching. That is, as we draw closer to the return of Christ, we are to be more involved in the local church. Because remember that the local church is the representation of Jesus Christ on earth. And then finally, A good, solid, Bible-believing Christian is one who represents the Lord Jesus Christ in every aspect of his or her life. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, it says that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away, behold, all things become new. And you drop down to verse 20, and it tells us that one of the elements of being new in Christ is that we are ambassadors for Jesus Christ. You and I are here in this world to represent Jesus Christ, to present his love known to the world, to speak on his behalf, to live for his glory. If a person claims to be a Christian and continues to live like the world in sin and in unrighteousness, well, then that person is not a biblically centered, biblically minded Christian. A biblically minded Christian is one who represents Jesus Christ in all things. What about you? Can you say today that you are a biblical Christian, one who has trusted Christ alone as Savior, one who studies the Word of God regularly, one who walks with God in prayer, one who is active in the local church, and one who represents Jesus Christ in all things? That's a biblical Christian, and that's exactly who God would have us all to be. If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I would encourage you right now to simply say, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me, and he will. And then from this day forward, do what you can to be in the Word of God, obey the Word of God, live the Word of God, so that when others look at you, they will see that you are a good, solid, Bible-believing Christian. Well, thank you so very much for joining us today. Now, I do trust that you'll go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. And until next Sunday at this same time on this same radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen, even so come, Lord Jesus. The best is yet to come. Praise God.
Hey, let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbclaltuna.org. That's www.fbclaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.